dog appearance just don't understand. The genetic edge going out to my man Charlie Chan. He got the plan. Took me to shop and it was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the gallery mall. My mom started bugging with the grocery chokes. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned up my nose. She said, what's wrong with this shirt? Cause don't it all say, ma, this shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar. The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes for 1963. I think she lost the mind, did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she brought me zips. I say, ma, what are you doing? You ruined my rap. She say, yeah, I don't need to dip and I have a rap, yeah. I say, ma, let's put the clothes back, please. She say, no, you go to school to learn up for fashions. I say, this is the shining now. Come on, mama, not thoughts. Please, we're about to be all bottom, braided by each other. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you got to put back the devil in reversible slot. She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over, I tried to play sick, but my mom said, no, no way, forget. There was nothing I could do, I tried to relax. I got dressed up in the ancient heart of fact. As I walked into school, it was just as a thought. The kids cracking up, laughing at the clothes my front. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball. While they was pointing and whistling as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom I'm a day one. She said if they was laughing, you don't need them cause they're not good friends. For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was gonna have to go this about 200 more times. Just to tell all the kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand. Mr. Superbad himself. Charlie Chan and the crew, Shorty Sean and Awesome Andrew. For the up here crew. Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new bus of mine. Well, of course not. I think I'll take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. Well, I just cruise around the neighborhood. Maybe I should, yeah, I should. Pay attention, here's the flick of the block. I pull up to the corner at the end of my block. I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up a car phone and prepped right like I was walking. You should have seen this girl bawling. I'm just out of my heart just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, what? I said, come on, take a ride with a hell of a guy. She said, how do I know you're not sick? You could be something right as lunatic. I said, come on, Toots. My name is the Prince. Besides, well, I lonely day. Have a voice like this. She agreed we was on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. Well, we in McDonald's, we pulling through the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries. She kicked the shoes off onto the floor. She said, drive past speed, turn me up. She put her hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash with the car so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was hot, and this girl hand was suddenly moving up my butt. She had opened up the buttons on the shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. She done 90 in my mom's report. And to make this long story short, just when the cop turned me over, I was headed here. I say I don't have a license, but I drive very well. I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, yes, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My friends had to come up from vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than have my father hit me. My friends walked in and I got my grip. I said, Mom, Dad, how was your trip? I didn't speak, I said, I want to plead my case. But my father just stood me in the car by my face. It was a hard ride home, I don't know how I survived. They took turns, one was beating me while the other was driving. I can't believe it, I just made a mistake. Well, friends are the same, no matter how. But tell you all the kids all across the land, take it from me, parents just don't understand. That'll work. It's good for Big Charlie Chan, y'all. just might be something you miss, baby. You see, I got a blind dog and I'm a senile man. If I mistake you for a freak, baby, I hope you understand. Would that work?